Good morning. Good to be with you.
很高兴与大家在一起。
I'm going to read that again, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 in English.
我将用英文再把刚才以弗所书一到十节再念一遍。
Thank you guys for having my wife and I. We really appreciate being here with you guys.
我和我的太太很高兴与大家在一起。
We're thankful for the work that God is doing in this church, and we look forward to what He has.
我们很感恩神在这个教会当中的作为。
The title of this message is "Remember the Gospel."
今天正道的经文是以弗牢记福音。
Ephesians 2:1 through 10 says this.Says, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind.
以弗所书二章一到三节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith,And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so, in this section, I want to remind us of something this morning. Paul is speaking to the church at Ephesus, and he wants to remind them of the gospel.
我们看到这节经文，保罗对以弗所教会在说话，他希望他在提醒他们，福音的内容。
What does the word gospel mean? The word gospel means good news.
福音是什么意思呢？就是好消息。
It's about the person and the work of Christ.
它是关于一个人在在基督里面是作为神的工作。
It's interesting how Paul continually tells Christians about the gospel.
很有意思的是，保罗一直在对信徒传讲福音。
Sometimes we think the gospel is just for unbelievers, but Paul is saying here, there's a need that we have to remember the gospel.
我们常常认为福音只是我们讲给不信的慕道朋友听的，但是保罗一直在传讲这个消息。
There's a few things I want to look at this morning together about the gospel, and the first one is that we remember our condition.
今天我们来看的第一个方面就是保罗提醒我们我们的本性。
So before we get to the good news, we have to first look at the bad news.
所以在看好消息之前，我们先要来看坏消息。
I'm just going to summarize some of these verses for us of what the bad news is.
所以我先来用经文总结一下什么是坏消息。
Notice verse 1 with me.You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked.
二章第一节就说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
So Paul's saying to the Christians, don't forget that you once were dead, you once were separated from God.
所以保罗第一点就在提醒我们，不要忘了你曾经死在过犯罪恶之中，是与上帝隔绝的。
It was through your trespasses and sins, which means you've crossed the line and you've also missed the mark.
你在过犯罪恶之中，意味着你你越过了一个界限，而且你错过了靶心。
Paul says you were following all the wrong things. You were following Satan, the prince of the power of the air.
保罗在说你所跟随的东西是错误的，你所顺服的是空中掌权者的首领。
He says that you were rebellious, and sometimes we break God's laws, but sometimes we're also self-righteous, and that's sin as well.
他说我们是悖逆的，而且我们常常是自以为意的。
He groups everyone together in verse 7. He says, you were by nature children of wrath.
所以在第七，在下面一节他说你们本是本为可怒之子。
In John 3:36, it says that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
所以在约翰福音三章三十六节也说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒常在他身上。
So our greatest need is for as people is to for the wrath of God to be removed from us.
所以我们需要把上帝的震怒转移到别处。
Paul lays this out in Romans chapter 1 and 2. He also speaks about it here in Ephesians 2. He wants us to know our condition, because how can we know the good news unless we first know the bad news?
在罗马书的开篇，保罗在跟这里一样，他首先跟我们讲了一个坏消息，这样我们才能明白好消息是什么。
So God's wrath is his response to all that is evil. It's all unrighteousness and ungodliness.
所以上帝的震怒其实就是他对于一切邪恶的东西的这样一种反击。
The psalmist says in Psalm 51 that we were born in sin, that sin isn't just something that we do or thoughts that we think, but it's a condition that we've been born into.
这是我们的本相，就是我们本来就生在罪恶过犯之中。
And so right off the bat, Paul says, okay, this is your condition apart from Christ.
所以保罗在这里就提醒我们，如果没有耶稣基督，这就是我们的境况。
He then switches gears in verse 4. He says, but God. He begins the chapter 2 with, and you, and then he begins verse 4 with, but God.
在第二章的一开始他说我们，你们是如何如何，而在第四章有一个转折，然而神。
In other words, this is the best that you can do, right? Verses 1 through 3. This is your best that you can bring God. In verse 4, but this is what God has done to save you from that.
所以一到三节就提醒你生命的光景的上限也就是如此了，然后第四节以后就开始讲述神的作为。
So look with me verses 4 through 9. He's going to call us to remember your position.
所以在第四到九节保罗在提醒我们如今的位分。
Remember who you were, but also in verse 4 through 9, remember who you are.
所以他在提醒我们不仅要记得我们曾经是怎样的人，还要记得我们如今得了怎样的位分。
He says here that even when we were dead, Christ gave us life. He made us alive together with Christ.
他在这里提醒我们现在与基督一同活过来。
The scripture is clear that it's while we were at our worst, while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
而且圣经讲得很清楚，在我们还是死在过犯中的时候，耶稣已经叫我们一同活过来。
And so even in our dead condition, God gave us a new position.
所以即便在那样的光景之中，神还是赐给我们一个新的位分。
So that's what it says in verse 6. Look at there with me. He raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
二章六节说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So now the position that Christ holds is a position that you hold.
所以如今基督耶稣的位置也就是你所坐的位置。
Paul says that earlier in chapter 1, verse 3. He says that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书一章一到第三节，保罗提醒我们天上各样属灵的福分。
And so this morning, as we think about our week, you think about your struggles and the way that you've maybe failed this week, it's important to preach the gospel to yourself.
所以你如果感到软弱，你感到这一周你有各样的不一样的光景，你需要对自己来传讲这个福音。
We got to remember who we were, but we can't stay there. We have to remember who we are in Christ. Who has God made you to be? this morning in Christ.
我们清楚我们过去是怎样的光景，我们也要来提醒自己，如今我们是怎样的身份。
So as we come to the Lord's table this morning, we're going to be doing that in a bit. We want to examine ourselves, right? We want to preach this gospel, that this gospel is the thing that saves us.
所以当我们待会儿来到圣餐桌前的时候，我们也要来醒察自己，也要来思想在主里面我们是怎样的人。
In verse 7, Paul says that Christ is going to be showing us his love, the riches of his grace for all of eternity.
在第七节中，保罗这样说，神要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩惠恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
When we think about heaven, some people have the idea that heaven is boring.
所以当我们思想天上这个概念的时候，我们常常觉得天上会很无聊。
I think we think that because we don't understand what heaven really is.
我们会这么想，是因为我们不真的明白天堂是怎么回事。
But this text makes it clear that for all of eternity, Christ will be showing us the riches of his grace and of his love.
但是这节讲得很清楚，神要将他极丰富的恩典显明给后来的世代看。
Psalm 16:11 says, In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
在诗篇16:11节说，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
That means that the greatest pleasures and joys you've experienced in this life pale in comparison to the glory that's coming.
所以这是在讲主来的时候，我们有极大的满足和喜乐。
In verse 8 and 9, we see the essence of the gospel, the message of the gospel. He says, For by grace you have been saved through faith.
在第八、第九节，保罗在这里讲到了福音的本质，他说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
You've been rescued by Christ, you've been saved by Christ, not by anything that you've done, but all of what Christ has done.
你得救不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
He makes it clear in verse 9, it's not a result of works so that no one may boast.
第九节说，这也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So Christ saves you because he wanted to save you, not because you deserve to be saved.
所以神给你救恩是出于他的旨意，而不是因为你配得救恩。
In verse 10, I want to look at our next point. Remember your mission.
所以在第十节我们来看第三个方面，就是我们要牢记我们的使命。
So it says that we are his workmanship, or work of art, or masterpiece.
在这里说我们原是他的工作，另一种说法是我们是他的杰作。
He's just got done saying, you're not saved by your works, but you are God's work.
所以在这里说，他的意思是说，你不是通过你的工作来得救，而是你自己原是神的工作。
In Romans 8, Paul says that God's work is to conform you to the image of Christ.
在罗马书第八章，29节，保罗说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So God first works in you, and then God works through you.
所以上帝首先是在你的里面动工，然后是通过你来完成他的工作。
Says that you've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. You're not saved by your good works, but you're saved for good works.
所以你得救不是通过你自己行善，但是你得救是为了让你行善。
So when we believe the good news about Jesus, good works will flow from our life.
所以当你信靠主耶稣基督的时候，善行会通过你自然的流出来。
And God has prepared these things beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以，而且，上帝是预备我们，叫我们这样行。
This morning, many of us have been coming for a while. Maybe you've been coming for a few weeks, maybe it's been years for you.
大家来到这个教会的时间各有不同。
And it's easy to get used to hearing about the gospel.
也许你听福音已经听到腻了。
It's easy for us to lose our sense of amazement at what Christ has done for us.
所以当你再来审视神所成就的工作的时候，也许你已经失去了当初的稀奇。
Jesus says that in the last days, the love of many will grow cold.
主也说在末日的时候，很多事情都会废去。
And so we have to fight against our hearts getting cold. And how do we do that? We preach the gospel to ourselves.
所以在末世的时候，我们更要对我们的心为了让我们的心保持这样的热度我们必须对我们的心来讲述这个福音。
When we feel like indifferent or complacent in our walk with Christ, we have to remind ourselves that we're saved.
所以当我们在这样一个反复传讲的信息中感到自满的时候，我们要真的要来提醒自己，我们已经得救了。
That there are people out there who've never heard the name of Jesus. They don't know about how he saves, but we do.
当然教会之外还有很多人没有听过这样的好消息，而我们知道我们已经得救了。
This should warm our hearts. It should create thankful hearts in us.
所以这样一个美好的消息会来温暖我们的心，也让我们有一颗感恩的心。
I want to look at what's at stake this morning if we forget about the gospel.
所以我们要来看当我们淡忘了福音的时候会发生什么呢？
Turn with me to Revelation 2, 4 through 5.
我们一起来看启示录二章四到五节。
There was another letter written to the church at Ephesus.
所以第二章一开始是这个主写给以弗所教会的一封信。
About 30 to 35 years later.
所以这大概是以弗所书写作30到35年之后。
And in this letter, Jesus is speaking to the church, and we're going to see what has happened to them during that time.
所以在在这个时候我们能看到这个教会的经历了什么。
He begins by complimenting them. I'm going to read verse 2. I was just going to read verse 4, but let's look at verse 2 on. It says, I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance.And how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false.
在启示录二章二节就说到，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
So Jesus starts off by complimenting this church on the things they're doing well.
所以主耶稣一开始在这封信的开头，表扬了以弗所教会做得好的方面。
But I want you to notice verse 4. It says, But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first.
但是第四节主说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
It's possible to do all of these good things for the Lord, to have perseverance, to stand firm, and yet to forget our first love.
所以我们看到你可能做对了所有的事情，你有好的行为，你会劳碌，有忍耐，但是你仍然可能失了起初的爱心。
He tells them in verse 4, return to me. I want to be with you. I want you to love me. I want you to understand the love that I have for you. I want you to remember the gospel.
所以在这里主在呼召以弗所教会回转，向他自己回转，来悔改，来回到起初的爱心，来记得主是何等的爱，来爱教会。
Notice what he says in verse 5, Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
在第五节说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事， 你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Jesus is saying, "Return to me, remember, and then repent."
所以在这里，主在提醒教会，要回想，从哪里坠落，并且要悔改。
We can't look at what we're doing for God merely. We have to look at how is our heart for the Lord.
我们要来看我们是以怎样的心来对主的。
We have to ask ourselves, do I really love Jesus? Or do I just love doing things for Jesus?
所以我们要问自己的问题是我们真的爱耶稣他自己吗还是我们喜欢为主做一些事情
Because Jesus wants more than service, he wants our hearts.
所以主相比于服事来说主更加想要的是我们爱他的心
So he calls us to return to him. He says, remember from where you've fallen. Where did you go wrong in your walk with Christ? Where did you start cooling down?
所以在这里主在提醒我们要回想我们是从哪里坠落的我们是什么时候开始冷却了对爱主的心
He calls us to repent. Repent and do the works you did at first.
他呼召我们悔改行起初所行的事情
Repentance is not a bad word, it's a gift that we have from God.
但悔改不是一个坏的词，悔改其实是神赐给我们，给我们的恩赐。
You never want to avoid repentance. What does repentance mean? It means to turn, to have a change of mind that leads to a change of action.
所以，你不需要回避悔改这个词，因为，它可以让你，是来更新，改变你的心意，从而改变你的行为。
We see in the book of Acts that repentance is a gift that God gives us and that times of refreshing come when we repent.
所以我们看到悔改真的是神给我们一个恩赐他让我们来更新我们的心意。
He says, do the works you did at first.
在这里主说要行起初所行的事。
Look with me at Acts chapter 19. I want to look at a verse 18.Acts chapter 19, verse 18. This kind of gives us the background on how the church at Ephesus started. What were the works that they were doing at first?
所以我们一起要来看二章我们一起来看使徒行传的19章18节。我们来看以弗所教会一开始起初是如何行的。
Speaks of people bringing their books. They had these magic books. They were bringing them, and they burned them all. They left that lifestyle and followed Christ.
在这里说，那已经信的多有人来承认诉说自己所行的事。
And it says in verse 18 that many of those who were believers came, confessing and divulging their practices.
他们在这些已经信的人来承认并诉说自己的行的事。
And so one of the first marks of this church was that they were transparent, they were humble, they were willing to confess where they struggled.
所以一开始我们看到以弗所教会非常的透明，也非常的谦卑，即便是信的人也要来承认，来忏悔自己所行的事情。
You see, the tendency for us is to confess. We come to Christ, we confess our sin, we repent, and then we kind of stop doing that.
而我们常常发生的事情是我们承认自己所做错的事情向主来承认但是接着我们又照着原来的样子去做
We want to look more spiritual than we actually are
而且我们总是试图让自己显得更加属灵
And Jesus is calling his church to go back to the works that they did at first
但是在这里主耶稣却呼召他的教会去回想自己起初所行的事情。
The book of James tells us to do this as well. James 5, verse 16 says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
在雅各书五章十六节我们也看到类似的教导说所以你们要彼此认罪互相代求使你们可以得医治。
We confess our sins to God for forgiveness, but we confess our sins to each other that we may be healed.
我们向主来承认我们的过犯，同时我们也要向肢体来彼此的认罪，这样我们可以得医治。
Maybe there's some things that you've gone through in your life. Maybe there's sins that people have sinned against you, or you've committed sin. And there's freedom for you, there's healing for you, but you must confess that to a brother or sister.
所以这样你就可以，你通过，你可以承认，你自己对别人所犯的罪，或者别人如何来得罪你，在肢体间我们有这样的认罪代求，通过这样的方式我们可以得医治。
It's an act of humility to come to someone, a brother or sister, and to confess where we fall short.
这是一种真的谦卑，我们来到弟兄姊妹面前来承认自己的不足。
And the Bible says that God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
我们也知道主反对骄傲的人，他就近谦卑的人。
So what I want to say this morning is that we would remember the gospel, that we would embrace this as a gift, that I'm forgiven initially, but also I'm free to confess currently.
所以今天我们不仅说来提醒我们自己，我们要向主认罪，同时我们也有这样的自由来在人前认罪。
In 1 John it says that we love God because He first loved us.
在约翰一书经文说到，我们爱因为神先爱我们。
And so I don't want to just tell you to love God more. I want to tell you, see how much God loves you, and in response, you will love Him more.
所以首先我们要来看主是以何等的爱来爱我们，所以作为回应，我们也会发出爱来。
There's times where I have to preach to myself, like I'm doing to you. Jesus loves you. Jesus has forgiven you of all sin. You're free.
所以你也要像我讲道一样来对自己传讲福音，神是何等的爱你，你已经。
When the enemy comes with condemnation and lies, you have to battle him with the word of God.
所以当仇敌来攻击你的时候，你需要用神的话来作为武器来反击。
I pray that God would give us grace to remember the gospel, remember who we were, that we'd remember who we are, and we would remember why we're here.
我也求主给我们这样的恩典，让我们时时记得我们曾经是。
There's so many people in our community and in our lives who don't know Christ.
在我们的社区当中还有很多的人，他们不认识耶稣。
We want to be set free to be witnesses of God. That's what He told the church in Revelation chapter 2.
我们需要得释放，得自由，来宣讲神的这个福音。
He says that if you don't remember, if you don't repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
讲到，unless you repent，主也说，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
We want to be a light to the world, right? We want to be a light to the world. We want to be a witness to the world.
我们要做这个世界的光。
We don't want Jesus to remove our lampstand. We want to shine for all to see Jesus.
我们不希望主把我们的灯台挪去，而是我们希望来发光，让世人看见。
So if we want to be effective witnesses for Christ, we've got to get passionate about our salvation.
所以我们要为主做见证，首先我们对自己的这个救恩要大发热心。
We preach that gospel to ourselves, and we're able to give it to other people.
我们要对自己传讲福音，这样我们才能把这个好消息分享给别人。
We're going to go to a time at the Lord's table, and we're going to remind ourselves about what Jesus has done for us.
这个时候我们来到圣餐桌前，我们再次要来纪念主为我们所成就的事情。
This is a great opportunity for us to confess.
这也是我们来到主前认罪的一个机会。
For us to be honest with the Lord.
这样我们在主的面前是完全诚实的。
So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们来看哥林多前书第11章。
And as we do this, I just want us to to pray together and to think about why this is so amazing this morning.
当我们来领圣餐之前，我们首先一起要来祷告，并来思想，主为我们所成就的是何等的奇妙。
In verse 23, Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'"
十一章二十三节说，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
I love this, what Jesus does here. He's about to go and give his life for all people, and he says, I want you to remember me.
在这里主为我，主破碎了他的身体，赐给我们，希望我们来领受，为的是纪念他。
As the bread is broken, we remember the body of Jesus that was broken for us.
当这个饼掰碎的时候，我们要来提醒自己的是主，这是主的身体为我们舍的。
So let's come and pass out the bread. Let me pray for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we pray that you would open up our hearts, God, to be honest with you about where we're at this morning.
主啊，我们求你打开我们的心，完全诚实地来到你面前。
I pray that we would confess where we're falling short.
我们希望能够承认我们的不足的地方。
And that we'd receive your forgiveness, Lord, for our sin.
我们也从你那里领受你你对我们罪恶过犯的饶恕。
Pray that you be glorified this morning.
求你名得着称赞。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
And so communion is for those who have believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, even if you have believed in Him, we want you to be right with God. Right? The scripture says here that a man's to examine himself. So let a man examine himself and let him take of the bread and drink of the cup.
在这章经文也提醒我们，当我们来领受主餐的时候，也是我们来省察自己的一个机会。
And so we're going to pass out the bread now.
我们现在来分主餐。
Amen. The cup as well.